Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
For many localities in Virginia, the meals tax is a significant source of revenue, and they take it seriously when those taxes aren't paid. We have evidence of that from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right. This story is by Neil Harvey, a reporter with the Roanoke Times, about a restaurant in the little city of Salem in the Roanoke Valley. The city has decided a few years ago to get tough on businesses that weren't paying their taxes. They set up a task force. Now, two owners of a restaurant, the Pirate Sit Bar, are headed to jail.
Headed to jail, David, in spite of the fact that after being charged with felony embezzlement, they paid all the money they owed the city, which was close to $16,000.
But that was too late. The charges had already been filed. Salem Commonwealth's attorney Tom Bowers went ahead with the case. The two women pleaded no contest and were sentenced to 16 days in jail on a misdemeanor charge. The more serious felony charge is going to be held, and if there's good behavior, after 12 months, it will be dismissed. There was no comment from the two restaurant owners, and the city said they're not trying to make felons out of their business people in town, but they are very serious in Salem about people paying taxes on time.
In the story, the Commonwealth's attorneys stressed that this was not a case of just one or two payments being missed.
The case that went to court stretched back 12 months. Basically, they have served notice, and the city has claimed they've collected $500,000 since this program went into effect about 2.5 years ago. And with the jailing of these two business owners, better believe every business owner in Salem has made sure their account is up to snuff with the city of Salem.
David, our next story is from the Richmond area, Chesterfield County, to be specific. School is out there, but for some kids, it'll soon be in again.
Right. This story is by Rich Gissett. He's a reporter with the Chesterfield Observer about Bellwood Elementary. The school is converting to year-round school this starting this summer. In a month, kids will be back for the first of 4 9-week sessions, which will take them throughout the year. The goal here is to fend off what's called the summer slide. That's when students come back and they've kind of forgotten everything they learned. One teacher said that she's just surprised about the amount of information that students forget over the summer. For instance, they have to reteach fractions to some grades.
Instead of summer vacation, there'll be 3-week breaks spaced throughout the year, and families will have some options as to how students can use those breaks.
Kids will come in, they can take electives or perhaps remedial courses in the morning, and then be in clubs in the afternoon. Basically a way to kind of keep children engaged throughout the year. Chesterfield, this is a test case. They're going to see how this works, and if it does, they might expand to other schools in the summer. The best benefit is for those children who perform below average academically. There's some feeling that might more positively impact them, and that's really what this program is aimed at.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.